all of reality was seeing what was going on. Do you understand that? The angels knew what was going on. They saw it. Those in Abraham's bosom, they saw it. Those in Cana, in the fire, they saw it. It was all happening, and they were seeing it, and they were hearing his voice. That's not the first time he said that they will hear my voice. You getting all this picture? So when you turn around, you know, all of this stuff we've discussed for 20 minutes, imagine, put yourself in Pilate's shoes for a minute. Are you a king? Yes. For this cause I was born. And I came into the world to present evidence of reality. All of reality hears my voice. And Paul just went, Pilate just went, what is reality? When you change that word, you see a completely different picture, even though you're using even more accurately that Greek word. It just like, whoa. Moving on. That's pretty impressive. But let's back over into that night in the upper room again. John, talking to a friend of mine, and we share some of these things pretty much every week. And he and I have agreed on numerous occasions that you could just almost live somewhat in the 13, but especially in the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th chapter of John, because of the richness and the fullness of what the Son of God was presenting to those people that he had lived with for 3.5 years, that he loved, that he had invested himself into, that he knew what they were going to go through and what they were going to become. You know, it's just awesome. So we're back over there that night, and Jesus was talking to them. Remember, we're talking about what did Jesus say about himself? Everybody knows this verse of scripture, right? We could all say it together. I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said, you know, the word I would use, he said some very bodacious things on occasion. You know, he said, you know, the Father gives witness, gives testimony. And then they said, you know, will you give him testimony yourself so it doesn't count? And he said, yeah, it still counts because I'm one and my Father's another one. Still, by every two more witnesses, every word is established. So when he says things like this, I am the way, hodas, way. Words translated road can be translated path. But the whole point, whether you're talking about a physical road or you're using it figuratively, he said, I'm the only way you're going to get where you're going. I'm it. I'm the way. I'm the way, I'm the road, I am the truth. And literally, that statement is almost overpowering using the same word, aletheia. I am reality. I'm the path, I am reality, and I am Zoe, the life, which we talked about. It is literally the vitality of all things. And you think about, again, this man. They knew he was the Son of God, but again, they didn't understand completely all of that either at that point. But he said he is the the life, the vitality of all things, all living things. But isn't that exactly what John wrote? Again, you go back to the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, Word was God. All things made by him, without him was not anything made. What was made in him was light, and light was the light of men. Right? Okay, that's what he's saying. He's saying, I am the life of everything. Now, remember what I said a few minutes ago? And we're going to hammer it in a minute. He and the Father are one, right? So stop and listen. Imagine those words. In fact, let's go ahead and go there. That's exactly what he said to them just a little bit later. He said, the words that I'm speaking to you are not my words. Remember what he said? But the Father in me does the works. Those are not his words. He said that. Yes, I said that, but he said that first. Okay? Those are not his words. Imagine those words, because he said, coming from the Father. So imagine that those words that those guys reclining there listening to this, quote, man, and they're hearing him say, I am the way, I am reality, and I am the vitality of all, say all things. When you listen that's coming out of the mouth of the Father, and we talked again last week in talking about the Father, don't just think about a being that's a man who had a child. He is the creator of everything. He's the creator of all things. He is literally existence itself. He can say, I am the vitality, the life of all things, because he is. And he is reality. There's not anything seen or unseen, not seen, that he's not. Say that for you again slowly. There's not anything that is seen or unseen. There's not anything seen or unseen that is not him. Because he is there before the beginning. Before anything was, he already existed. He creates, makes, and it's still happening. When you say Father,